When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Morning show.
You wild, man.
I saw somebody mention this song. I'm like, I haven't heard it in a while.
When Paige told me to get my parasitic rhythm or whatever it was.
What was it? Zirconian?
Exactly. Circadian rhythm.
That's Zirconian.
Is that the rim sleeping?
I don't know. You know the Lionsgate portal's open, don't you?
That's where those monoliths started appearing.
That's
out of nowhere.
Right. You got to watch out.
They're portals.
Yeah, all the way up until the 8th, the portal will be open, Paige.
Nice.
The Lionsgate portal. Are you familiar, right? I'm just Googling it right now.
Yep.
Look up Lionsgate portal. I was talking to Timothy. I don't remember his middle name, Looper. Timothy, I used to know
him. Is it Eugene?
No, that's Rob. Is it Wayne? No, that's Chuck.
Well, he is South Korean.
Andrew.
Too, so.
Is he Timothy Andrew? There, nevertheless.
I use his middle name. It's one of those.
Timothy Andrew Looper. Yeah, that's right.
I like the little picking you got going on here with the guitar.
Well, you said you seismic activity, or what is it again? The rhythm.
Circadian.
Circadian.
C-I-R.
Okay. And what does that mean? Just your body's language?
It's the natural process with light and day.
Is that what they mean when they say the rhythm is going to get you?
No.
Or is that what DeBarge was talking about?
The rhythm's going to get you as dancing.
The rhythm of the night.
It's going to get you out there on the dance floor.
Dance until the morning light.
Yeah. But this rhythm is you're going to go to sleep at the same hour and automatically wake up in the morning refreshed.
Oh, I can wake up at the same time no matter when I get to
sleep. Your rhythm is on.
So I got half the rhythm.
It's your body's natural 24-hour clock.
Is it the top half or the bottom half you have rhythm? Because you need it on the bottom half.
Hopefully.
When you do it.
You really do.
Because if you don't have it on the bottom half, you're not, you know what I'm saying.
It's definitely not the top.
Yeah, but like if you're talking like sexual rhythm, like, you know, Skinamax movies would always show sex that way, where they were basically just
like you melt
moving
into one.
Together.
Yeah, but it's like the movements were too grand, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, in like real life, it's like.
Yeah,
like
because if you're like, that's gonna be nothing. Like,
I know.
Are you done yet? I want to go to bed.
Damn,
like you guys are way far apart for this to actually be working out.
Right, know? And then she puts her hand there so you can't see that they're not really doing it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
We're doing the All Advice Show. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. We did promise you one yesterday that I believe in the little promotional piece, said that this was going to be on at 8 o'clock. That person has decided they will come on or cannot come on until around 8:20, 8:25. But she's got an issue where she – I don't want to give too much away, but she was given a couple gifts by her man. And
I was getting a little nervous, to be honest with you.
It turns out that they are they're not real. Oh, they're not why? Real. So –
So why bump his back? Are you trying to figure out how to do it without us?
I think what people, maybe she had to be at work at 8, and so you have to get there and like work for like 15 minutes before you break. It's usually what it is.
You got to at least show up right.
This is, yeah, you have to show up.
With the earbuds.
This is an interesting email. This was, we didn't do a sack this week, and this is something that I feel like we talked about, perhaps, maybe, or it replayed when we were on vacation. This is. This says, you could use this for all advice show or just do it for mail sack. Nice subject line.
No.
Hey, Rise Guys. My husband passed away 3 years ago. We were married 28 years, and he was the love of my life. Lately, people have been telling me I need to date again. Even my pastor. Here's my hang up. Oh, Paige.
Was it written about me?
Well, your name. I just saw your name in here. Okay. Mm. Oh. If I remarry, who am I with in heaven? My first husband, who I believe will be there waiting for me, or a second one that I might find later in life? Paige, I know you've been through loss too. Do you ever think about this? Am I crazy for even wondering or worrying that heaven might come with relationship drama?
Oh, gosh.
Thank you for always being real.
I think they'll all be there, including your family members.
Yeah, but this is saying... You know, something I never thought about
before. Are you married in heaven? I don't know.
See, that's the question. Till death do us part, does that, you know?
If you, you get divorced when you die.
No.
Essentially, like in one form or the other.
Till death do us part.
Do you, I mean, you don't go back to each other afterwards, right? You'd have to redo the whole thing again.
That is something
If you believe in reincarnation, your soul is coming back to earth in another person's body.
Or an animal.
Yeah. If you were bad, you're going to come back as cockroach.
That's another conversation. How does that work? You could, you have to, you know, not going to come back in human form. You start off as an animal, right, and work yourself up.
You know.
You're asking the wrong two people.
Yeah, I don't know what I think about that. I mean, I don't.
There are a lot of people in the world that die every day.
Yeah.
And
just, God bless.
It's a lot of energy that you
Well,
know.
You got to think this too, like, when it comes to that, you know, even after just basing it off like biblical stuff, like after, you know, the great flood, you know, everything came from, you know, Noah. And then, of course, he was from Moses and the blah, blah, blah. But then all those people that were on earth at that point died. And if... Reincarnation, the reason it doesn't make sense to me is like there's been too many duplications, meaning like the original set of people that walked this earth, there's if there was reincarnation, they would all be here at the same time. If that makes does that make sense?
And assuming you come back to present day, what if you start the cycle again?
Oh,
the decades, you know, what if you come back as a
like Twilight Zone, like the one where the guy's he's really anti-Semitic, you know, and yeah. He walks out of the bar all stagger, not drunk. He's in there saying stuff about Jews, and then next thing you know, he's in war-torn Germany. Yeah. They're in the Gestapo's chasing him around, thinking he is. And oh man, that was wicked.
That's what you get, buddy.
Yeah, thou shalt not.
You're gonna come back as a Jew.
Would you pick reincarnation if you could pick one? Like if you had your choice?
Hell no.
Like, what would you come back as? That's
no.
A thing.
Oh, that's.
I would have to be guaranteed to come back in human form because. The other idea of just energy floating around for eternity is, well, that seems kind of boring.
Yeah, I think you should come back as a cat.
Something where you get to do it again.
Energy floating around forever seems boring.
You know, like a lot of these people that, you know, that are successful and famous when they get old are like, I don't want to do anything different. I just want to do it all again.
Yeah.
I just want to do it like, when you want to come back and do it again.
It's because what you figure out in life, I tell my daughter this all the time, that I'm like, I've been in your shoes before. She's like, Dad, I'm wearing heels. I was like, don't ask any questions. Like, I've been in your shoes before, and I remember when my grandparents or even my parents would say, now, I know it's not the cool thing to say, blah, 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 but, you know, look at it this way, and you don't want to hear that crap when you're young. But then as you live life, you're like, you know what? Mama and Daddy was right. Nanny was right. They knew what they were saying. When you're young, you don't want to hear that crap. But then when you get older and more seasoned and mature, and you're like, I wish I could have applied this then and this. But that's life. Yeah. Like
the cool trick of life.
Yeah. I believe it was the great Jacoby Shaddix who said something about scars. And
they remind us that the past is real.
That's it. Yes. It's close to my heart. I just forgot it.
And click, click, boom.
Well, not that one.
Nailed it.
But it's like, you know, you go through crap and you learn lessons from it. But then, but back to the whole thing about the reincarnation stuff, though. Like, you know, I guess the thought is if you live a bad life, you're going to have to come back as like you're going to be in like a puppy mill or something. You're going to be one of them dogs that Sarah McLachlan sings for.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I got to be careful here. It's interesting you bring up the either or, because I know somebody who's in a relationship now, but the person they're in the relationship with always gets compared to the previous.
Oh, that's wrong.
And they just don't hold a candle to the previous person. All the anniversaries, because the person's passed away. All the anniversaries, you know, that they had together, the birthdays.
Well, then I feel like the new husband should not, you know, let that bother him or anything. I mean, like, I'll be honest, after a while it would bug me, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of would.
Like, why don't you remember our stuff? Because every time a random memory pops up, you know, the person's posting, like, well, here's us, you know, years and years ago. I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
like, move on at some point.
Yeah, but, you know.
I mean, I would like to think that my husband would want me to have another life past him, and that he wouldn't.
I'm not agreeing with that, Paige.
I cannot say yes or no to that.
I really think so.
But if you get like a new husband, you're not going to be bringing up like old stuff, right? Are you?
No, I'm not going to dwell on it. And I think that may be a turnoff to me, because I would, people are just going to, oh, my husband used to do that. My husband used to do that. But my memories of him aren't where I'm longing and trying to replace somebody else who's exactly like him.
Just makes you curious what the leeway is in that type of relationship. Like, okay, we're together. We've been together 5-6 years. Your dead, you know, spouse, former's been dead for longer than that. So you have to do a remembrance every year. Like, that would bother you at a certain point.
I mean, I think it says a lot about the person, especially, I mean, if they passed.
Yeah.
Like, I would look at it like, well, crap, if I die, I want them to
remember
not
me.
Just write me off either.
I mean, Chris's birthday is coming up on August 18th, and I know it.
But if you were in a relationship, you wouldn't mention that, right?
Why not?
Maybe you would.
I've gone out with guys that just complain about their exes. Like, my ex used to do this, and I just think it's negative.
Talking about me on Saturday night.
Because I don't want to be the one that you're speaking poorly of ever. So it's a turnoff. But I imagine it's a turnoff for me saying, oh, I remember we used to go here and we had fun. So I guess you have to be mindful of the other person.
Yeah. It's
not
time
in a
and place.
Way.
Like, you shouldn't look down there and say, no, use your tongue more or something like Justin used
to,
or whoever.
Do what so-and-so used to do, because I miss them. You're just using someone.
Yeah. Slap me around a little bit when we're in there. Push my head to the pillow.
Yeah, just take it now.
Listen to that customer service over there.
He's so good.
Guess who?
Oh, is it the one?
Yep.
Oh, good. Hmm. Okay, good.
Thank God, man. I thought we were getting bumped.
Well, I know. I hate promoting one that doesn't follow through. But she's gonna be on next.
Yay.
So her deal is, and we'll hear the whole thing from her. I don't know how long she's been with this guy. I got the original email here. I'll find it in a minute. Oh, going on 2 years or a little over 2 years. Anyway, he's given her some gifts of jewelry. And she recently had taken them to get cleaned, and she found out, ain't real. Now, she doesn't know whether to go to her boyfriend and say, you bought me fake crap, or somebody sold you fake crap.
God, what do you do?
What do you do? That's why she's called.
This depends on what type of person you are, too.
1-800-774-0093. What would you do? 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Joe. Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you.
Thank you.
We got us another one on the line this morning. It's the All Advice Show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's the All Advice Show, and y'all going to love this one. She wants to stay anonymous. And let me give you the phone numbers before we even begin. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I suspect that we will get a lot of feedback from women on this. Now, not that men, I mean, men certainly as well, but...
Oh, yeah, definitely men.
This is a thing where a woman listening right now, there's no thought to either what she would do, she already knows what she would do, or this has happened, and she could maybe give this young lady some advice. After hearing what's happened, I don't blame her. I know why she wants to be anonymous, so let's bring her on now and say, good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Yeah.
You sound down.
Aww. Sound like somebody's been crying. Maybe you had a gas station breakfast. I don't know.
She ain't sick, fat boy. She's in a tough spot right now. All right. Break it down with us, if you would. You've been with this guy for quite a while, right?
Yeah, 2 years last month, and it's serious. We're planning to move in together when my lease is up in October.
I mean, 2 years now is a long time. I mean, you're probably practically married at this point.
Pretty much, yeah. You pretty much are. So, what I've already kind of said, but we have to storytell here. You recently found something out, and it's not because you were snooping or anything, right?
Right. I took a couple pieces of jewelry he gave me, a ring and a bangle bracelet, mm-hmm. to get cleaned. And they're both really pretty. I just wanted them shined up. And the jeweler looks at me and he says, you know, these aren't real, right?
Like, are we talking about fake? Like, maybe from some guy off of Facebook? Or like, definitely not real.
Like costume jewelry?
Fake. fake, like, costume jewelry. Yeah, and the guy even showed me under a light. Like, he said, no diamonds, no gold. And, you know, I was shocked. I had no idea. I mean, my finger, it never turned green or anything.
Oh, okay, so I was going to ask that. Because, you know, maybe it's just, like, gold-plated or whatever. So you're walking around thinking, you know, you're rocking the good, and then really it's just some kind of metal material that they use for belt buckles or Paige's earrings.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I truly don't think he like meant to deceive me, you know? And I think he thinks it's real. And I don't know. He just made a big deal about, you know, both gifts. So.
Yeah. So with, bless you. How big of a deal are we talking here? Like, you know, when you said he made a big deal about them, like dinner in a card, or like he get down on one knee with Fog Machine, got a little Jodeci or some Boyz II Men playing in the background. What do we do? He's not proposing or anything.
No, not proposal level. But like, I wanted to, you know, I wanted you to have something special, you know, that kind of thing. And it felt real and genuine.
Yeah. So the $1 million question, or in this case, maybe the 1995 plus tax question from the kiosk in the mall. Like, do you tell him or keep it to yourself? That's the big question I think we've been asking since we heard from you yesterday.
Exactly. That's what I need help with. You know, if he knew it was fake, I'd be really disappointed, right?
Yeah.
But I also think he'd be embarrassed if I told him, and I don't want to humiliate him.
Can you just go get it replaced? Get it?
Oh, next? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
yeah. Tell him.
Like, you haven't told your friends?
No way. I'm so embarrassed. One of my friends is married to a jeweler, and another one is always bragging about her Cartier bracelet. You know, like, they'd totally roast me.
Oh,
so,
man.
No. Mm-mm.
Girl, they would have a meme made by lunchtime about you, I feel like.
Sure.
I don't know.
She don't know how much he makes either, so there's that.
Is it? What
no.
is it?
She doesn't know how much
he
makes.
2 months worth, or what is it for a ring?
Well, they're not. It's not an engagement ring, right?
No.
It's just like a wedding, just a ring.
No, it's not
ring.
Any. Yeah. It's just regular jewelry. I know he does all right. You know, and he owns his own car. He goes on trips with friends sometimes, but we've just never talked specifics. I don't even know what his salary is.
Is it pretty?
Is it what?
Do you like it?
The ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it's very pretty. Like I said, I just wanted to get it all shined up.
So you've been together for 2 years, and you talk about moving in, but you don't talk about money? Like, I mean,
I know.
They don't come up?
Well, I mean, I get that you're not wanting to be like that girl who asks about money and all that, but you also probably don't want to be that girl who's now iced out in aluminum. I mean, I hate to say it.
I mean,
seriously, like, either he's pulling the wool over your eyes or somebody pulled it over his, and either way, that's not good, you know?
Yeah, but does he have to, if you're not engaged, do you have to get real stones all the time? I don't know if there's, like, anything in the book of etiquette for that. I mean, did he say this means we're going steady or I don't know.
Well, clearly. Like, what do you mean, though? Like, I mean, if somebody gives you jewelry, they don't say, hi, here is a gold bracelet for you. But,
right.
I mean, it's generally, if it's gold, you think that it's gold.
You assume it's gold.
And her finger and her wrist didn't turn green or anything, so there's no reason for her to. She just wanted it all shined up. Hey,
right.
Get rhythm. So do you wear the stuff still, like around him or what?
Actually, no. I don't even wear the jewelry right now. It's in a drawer, and it just, I don't know, it just feels weird now, you know, like, if that makes sense.
I cannot imagine walking around carrying the emotional weight of some cubic zirconia. I imagine it's tough.
Yeah, he probably gave you a fake and doesn't even realize it.
Probably.
Well, here's what I say. You got to tell him. You got to, what do you call him? You call him honey, babe? What's your little word for him? You know you got something for him.
Yeah, babe. Okay. We just say babe.
See, mm-hmm. I read something, or Paige said it in news the other day. Oh. That's the number one phrase that men and women in America call each other in a relationship.
Babe is good. Or,
okay.
Or dude.
So, no. So say, hey, babe. Dude. I took in to get cleaned, you know, the jewelry, the bracelet and the ring or whatever, and the jewelry, the jeweler, he said something that surprised me. And then go through it and just see how he reacts.
Yeah, I wouldn't be confrontational. Like, you kind of play it cool. And, you know, if he gets defensive, then you'll know something's up. Like, it's fake.
Okay, but, like, what if it hurts him? You know, or if he thinks that I'm being ungrateful? Right, which I'm not. But what if he thinks
I know,
that?
I can tell you're not. It's, I mean, you're wanting, you're not trying to, you know, tell him you love the gesture. And you were surprised, but you didn't want to, you know. The big thing is here, someone sold this to him. Whether he bought it as not being real, or you're saying, hey, babe, you need to go get your money back. You're looking out for him. It's not putting him down, I don't think.
That's a good point, because if he knows it's fake when he got it, then he's already nervous, like kind of waiting for you to find out.
If it doesn't matter... Because it's not an engagement ring. Just take it as a gift and wear it when you want to, or don't wear it at all.
You're missing the point.
What is the point, though?
The point is, while he did not say, here, anonymous, I don't want to say her real name, here is a 24-karat gold ring for you. He gave her a ring that looks gold, and it was for, you know, like a nice situation or whatever.
That would be real suspicious.
It's assumed that it is.
I'm just seeing it like maybe it's a cocktail ring or something that you can wear when you're dressed up a certain way that you don't have to
but
wear.
But that would still be gold or silver.
Yeah, but it's not the end. I mean, honesty is always the best approach, so you don't act like you're keeping something from them and you're deep down and angry with them. You need to tell them how you feel.
If he knows it's fake, he's sweating bullets already.
Like every time y'all watch, like a Skittles comes on, or when those Ponche's commercials
you walk past
comes
the,
on,
walk past the jewelry store, like anything.
He's like, no, we're not getting on. We're not going on Augusta Road today. Not going to do it. But you want to clear the air with him though, because especially moving in together. You know the thing about salary, that's one thing. I mean, you don't want to say to your man or woman, you know, you don't want to say, hey, how much you make a year? But if you're talking about building a home together, not literally, but
it's
making a home together, you got to kind of figure that out too.
Plus, you need to know what his finances are if you're going to move in with him, how he keeps his money.
That's what I just said.
No, beyond that.
You don't want to move in with him and find out he's stealing Wi-Fi too. Like, that's not even real.
You don't want to move in with someone, what I'm saying, if he doesn't have credit, he can't get a car, he can't, you know, and you need to disclose that if he's going to be your roommate.
Right. And that's true. I mean, I really just want to clear the air. And I don't want this hanging over me when we move in together.
Right.
You know?
Right. So maybe he did get scammed, in which case y'all can go together and confront that guy who sold it to him. That could be fun.
Yeah, you could lure him in, and then, you know, the boyfriend kicks his ass.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Couples therapy with a pawn shop manager. Who knows? Hey, for real, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. You're going to be all right. And, you know, if he loves you, you love him, a fake ring or a bangle, it ain't going to break you up.
Yeah. He still
Thank
loves you,
so
and,
much.
And gave you a present, and that's nice.
You can tell you're not a superficial bitch,
so
too,
much.
So that helps.
She's not a superficial bitch, you can tell.
Yep.
You can tell.
Well, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you guys so much. You made me feel so much
thank
better.
Thank you.
Well, look, I wish everyone said that when they spoke to me. Have a great morning. Aww. Thank you.
All right, you too. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I mean, she could drive him every time they go out. They go look for real rings. He'll get the hint.
But that keeps a game going. Like, that's a game.
Shouldn't she look at him?
Shouldn't it be a hint? Say, dude, I don't know if you realize this or not. I'm not calling you out on it, but I took these in to get them cleaned. And those texting in would love to hear from you. 1-800. I'm going to say them as slow as I can for those of you in pick a city you don't like. Paige, you do it this time. A city you don't like.
Pick one.
You don't have to be
I'll just
there.
Say one that's Union.
Wow.
Oh, that was tough.
Union? Crunch. I know. She's like, oh, I don't know, Union.
I've never been there. I'm sure it's lovely.
What?
One,
it's not.
It's not.
It's really not.
I don't know.
Since they took the Disney factory away.
I'm sorry.
1-800-774-0093. So it can be on the same thing. So if the girl gave the man a real nice watch and you found out it was fake, like, do you tell them so they can get their money back? Or does it basically, you know, lead to, all right, you got me, it ain't real? Like, it's yeah. a weird thing. As a man, I don't know how I would approach it.
She's got to look at him. If he's got a lot of bling, some drip, if you will, he probably knows about it. But if he doesn't wear any of this stuff, he could easily have gotten bamboozled.
He could have.
Yeah. How the hell have you never been to Union?
I don't know.
We're going to make you do a zip trip tomorrow.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bat Boy.
Point out big shoes.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Up Peloton.
Well, let's go.
Get it, Peloton.
Let's go, all you fatties out there. Somebody gave you a Peloton. You didn't buy one, did you? You're going to die right now.
Pump it, bro.
You can't spell Peloton without ton, and you weigh that much. So let's burn some fat.
Get it,
boy. You think you puked a cycle bar? They're going to blow big chunks here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I'm big chunks.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a roast. We're going to roast and, what do you call it? Spin. Roast and spin at the same time.
Roast and spin. Is roasting and spinning followed by ripping and a tearing?
Hopefully not.
Hey, fat ass in the front. Is that gravy or sweat?
Ew.
Couldn't tell.
Depends on where it's leaking.
People are scooping it with nacho chips either way.
Gross.
All right, let's go to some phones here. A ton of text, but I'm going to be honest with you. As much as I like my own voice, I like other people's voices, too, to say their points. I don't like just reading text all the time. Eventually, no. I need to get some people with a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
Oh, that's good.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes. To call in and say it instead of me just reading it.
Okay.
1-800-774-0093. We're going to start first, as always, with Anonymous. A different Anonymous, though. Anonymous, good morning. Oh,
hello?
Anonymous, yes. 704 Anonymous. Good morning.
Oh.
Hello?
Oh, yeah. That's you.
We live.
Hi. Am I live?
Yes.
I don't know. Check your pulse.
I would tell the last caller to take the guy to the jewelry store and let the jeweler state that the jewelry is fake so she doesn't have to confront him.
That's
like,
good.
Yeah, but that's like carrying
him up for failure.
Yeah, I mean, you're knowingly walking him in there to be like made fun of.
Mm-hmm. Well, could she stage it like she's just now finding out?
But that's still staged.
It would be it,
but people don't like being confrontational. Like,
she was just with him and wanted to have her jewelry cleaned, and it was a surprise to both of them at the same time, so that she doesn't have to confront him directly and hurt his feelings.
Yeah. Sure. But isn't it kind of passive aggressive if you're going to set someone up like that? I'd rather just have somebody sit me down and go, look, I don't like your fake jewelry. Take it back and get me real ones. If that's
well,
what's really
don't you
bothering
think that
her,
he,
I would. You set me down. I'd stand the hell up and walk out.
Right. It's rude.
I think he would deny that it was fake. It gives her an out to for him to say, "Oh no, I didn't know."
Yeah. I mean,
it's the political way to, or diplomatic way to do it. Yeah.
I just think when I think too much, and this isn't to say women are like. You know, this would be taken out of context, like they're gold diggers. But, like, women know jewelry. Like, they know jewelry. And they know about taking care of it and cleaning it and stuff. And their friends do. And, I mean, I'm just saying this as a PSA to dudes out there. Don't buy fake jewelry. Don't buy any gimmick pocketbooks. None of that stuff. They
especially that.
They always will know because their real bougie friends at work will tell them. They really will.
Yeah
but that girl seems like a very nice, innocent personality. So she would not be assuming that it was fake, I suppose.
Let me ask you this, though, Anonymous. Another thing that people are bringing up on the text line is that she's been with this guy 2 years, has no clue what kind of money he makes. Right. Is that bad?
Well, I'm old school, and I think that a woman should not be asking a man how much money he makes.
Yeah.
You're the greatest caller ever.
I think that as long as he has a job and he's not trying to get her to pay all the bills, I think that would be fine.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I'd like you to run for president.
Yeah.
Some kind of organization.
I just think she should just stop wearing it. And then if he asks, just say, look, I don't like wearing fake jewelry. Sorry.
Well, you are a complete B and C if you did that.
Why?
Isn't that kind of hot how she's dominating you, though, by telling you to buy her?
It doesn't matter. Because it doesn't represent anything. It's just a nice gift. If I buy you a shirt, do you have to wear it every day?
No.
Okay, same thing.
But it's a shirt and jewelry.
It's not an engagement ring.
See, this is semantics now.
This is
semantics.
If
any gift, like I would be appalled if I gave someone a gift that I thought was real, you know, jewelry or something, and then it was not. I would be beyond embarrassed. And I'd also go back to where I bought it.
Yeah.
Do you think the
Saturday when the Jaculotto?
I was about to say, like, if you buy her a Coach person that says Cooch, that's a Jaculotto person.
Cooch.
Like, do women ever slip up in front of their friends because that's who's going to call them out if it's fake? Because
we would say, that's no Chanel or that's no Gucci. That's a Fucci and a Fennel.
Like, I would
get
think
it
you
out of my face.
I would think you would notice that first.
Yes, you would.
Because if your friends notice it, and he'd catch so much hell.
Because of her embarrassment.
Yeah, because her friends are going, like, it's fake. It's not real. Yeah. But I say look to him. If he doesn't wear jewelry, he don't know anything about it.
But if it's gold plate, and I have a uncle who is a jeweler, I could ask him this. But, you know, there's no family events coming up to see him.
If it's not real, she should just wear it till it starts to fade, which it will.
Like gold, if I just took, like my high school ring was made out of tungsten. If I took it and dipped it in gold, it's gold plated, but it ain't gold.
No.
And depending on how much it's plated, it could eventually go back to just tungsten.
Oh, that will come off. I don't know anything about jewelry.
I mean...
I didn't know the gold would come off. I have gold buffalo nickels. I don't have jewelry.
You buy them at a barbershop?
Just off TV.
Okay. Charlie Brown used to sell those at his... this text says, does this guy wear a lot of jewelry? If so, he probably knows it's fake. I actually looked him up. She's dating Mr. T.
That's what it is.
For real?
Yeah.
Look, take what it is off my neck, fool.
Let's go to...
She's got to wear him like him.
Oh, Paige, you always say he's so fine. He blows your mind. It's Mikey.
Good morning.
Hi, Mikey.
Hey, Mikey.
How you doing?
Good, man. You having breakfast?
So, my guess is the guy knows it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he don't want to spend a lot of money on this person until she proves herself. And a gift's a gift. So,
Thank you.
If you take the fake ring and you put it on the model, it's real. If you do the opposite on a streetwalker, it's fake. No matter what it is, it's all perception.
So you want to give it to her and see how she acts first, like before you?
Well, of course.
Okay.
Well, of course.
That makes sense.
So maybe like
50% of marriages wind up in divorce anyway, but down the road, maybe he says to her, hey, it wasn't real,
yeah,
but I'm saving money towards a house, which is more important.
That's hotter to me, actually.
I mean, $50,000 ring or $50,000 down payment on a house?
That part.
Hands down.
Oh, dang.
You not
make,
only that.
You make good money.
You take the ring to a pawn shop, all it's worth is the weight of gold.
Yep.
They don't even want the diamonds.
That's true.
No, nope. They won't even pay the spot either.
No, nope. And they're going to cut it, too. They got to cut it.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Not
if she's worried about that, those two, they already have problems.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. See, I really disagree. But you know what? You married Mikey?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It takes you a minute. You don't remember.
Do I want to admit it or not? I don't know. All right, Mike. You have a good morning, sir.
All right.
Mikey!
He didn't wish me one back.
She's a lucky woman, Mike.
I hope you don't have a good morning now. I hope your phone is not a Nokia. I hope it's a Brokia.
Oh, I like that.
Brokia.
See, I mean, I...
He had a backup plan, though. That's what he was talking about.
You don't like what I had to say, though. I mean, I would rather be honest with somebody and say, I don't like this jewelry.
But you, on one hand, you said... You was like, oh, that's a fake bag. Get it out of my face. But then, on the other hand, you're like, well, this guy just gave a gift, though, so it doesn't have to be real.
I know,
so
it doesn't have to be
real. Which one is it, though?
Because if I love you, I don't mind whatever you give me. I'm going to take it, because I'll be happy to get something from you.
Okay.
Such a woman answer.
I will admit something to you right now then. I faked that orgasm on Saturday night.
Okay. I knew it.
Yep.
I knew it.
Yep.
I knew something was up.
Organisms.
Why are you squealing so hard? I'm like, I'm pinching myself right now. So
okay.
I get the emotion going.
It's sometimes to make you wonder if this award
fake it till you make it.
Is really worth something, or is it like is it just glass?
I don't even know if it's real glass. Paige, get your fake ring over there and cut it and see if it makes a thing on there.
Is this a Swarovski crystals, whatever she said on the show?
Swarovski. Say it, Paige.
Swarovski. I don't know. I may be wrong.
If anybody knows, it's you. I don't know.
What was the word we were saying earlier? We couldn't. It was off the air. We were like, God, we cannot say that word. It's not a bad word.
A bad one.
We just couldn't pronounce it.
Oh, what was it? Dang it. Oh, give me some context real quick.
I can't remember the context, but we were just saying it over and over again, saying, God, that is a hard word to say.
I can't remember what it was. It might be what the Brits call their cigarettes. I can't remember.
Something about a bundle of sticks. I can't remember. If you know the answer, text in.
Text it now.
1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Paige, I'm not being fake when I ask you this.
No, you're not fake.
Are you working on something?
I am. Folks? We're talking about somebody's actually going to put out a rock album after they did a country album that was kind of controversial.
You had me at somebody's going to put out, to be honest with you.
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
You don't like that?
I mean, really. No, I think I know who you're talking about. I think I figured out the riddle here. And,
This is probably not a good one.
No.
Yeah, that was an awful choice, but you know, whatever.
I mean, you want to go get into DeLorean? We'll go back in time. You could do a better tease.
Yeah.
Sure.
Here, open up the hood. Here we go. Flux capacitors going nuts.
No, that was I like that though. That's fine. I mean, of all the things, that's fine.
Meatloaf said 1 out of 2 ain't bad, so that's like 40%.
I'm gonna tell you what Bluey actually teaches you. Do you like that better?
Ooh.
Do we need to do news next?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.